Thorpe sighed elaborately.
Yes, we specialize in restoring youth to the envelope and doing what we can to keep the contents in good working order. I like to say that our clients literally buy time for themselves. But even with the organ and hormone replacement, we have yet to significantly extend the lifespans of most species. For exorbitant sums of money, we can prolong life in humans by 25, 50, sometimes as much as 75 years. But the fact remains that as a species, we are biologically programmed to decline early on. And that programming appears to be unalterable.
She glanced at Alana.
Boring grown-up stuff, right?
Sort of,
she said. Thorpe laughed.
Honesty can be so refreshing. In any case, my area is research. I leave the actual hands-on rejuvenation procedures to Aurora's more gifted professionals.
Dugan mentioned that some of your research was conducted in the Outer Rim.
In the Tingal Arm, yes, and with the Millennium Falcon to thank for some of my discoveries.
A door slid open behind them, and a Ho-Din physician stepped into the room.
I am sorry for intruding.
You're hardly intruding, Dr. Sampa, Thorpe was quick to say. Allow me to present Han Solo, Leia Organa Solo, and their daughter Amelia.
Sampa inclined his tressed head in a courteous bow.
I'm charmed and humbled. I must say, however, that I'm somewhat surprised to see you here. Frankly, both of you look wonderful for your ages.
Leal,
Thorpe started to say, when Leia interrupted.
You don't think my husband could use some restoration, Dr. Sampa?
Sampa trained his eyes on Han.
Well, I suppose we could do something with the chin and creases, as well as take some of the lopsidedness out of the mouth. In other respects, Captain Solo appears to be very fit, if a few pounds overweight.
Hey, I'm wearing the same pants I've worn for 30 years.
He's not kidding about that, Leia said.
Of course, it's what's inside that counts,
Sampa went on.
We would have to do scans and...
Alana's tittering burst forth as contagious laughter, leaving the Ho-Din looking confused and possibly embarrassed.
I'm sorry, Leal, Thorpe said, wiping a tear from her eye. I'm afraid Princess Leia was having a bit of fun with you. The Solos haven't come for a rejuvenation consultation. They're tracing the history of Captain Solo's famous YT-1300 freighter, the Millennium Falcon.
She turned and pointed out the window.
There, alongside the yacht, the mostly gray ship with the outrigger cockpit.
Sampa's confusion deepened.
I owned the Falcon 10 years before she came into Captain Solo's possession.
Sampa opened his mouth in understanding, and he moved to the window and spent several moments staring at the ship.
A YT-1300, you say?
Made by Corellian engineer.
What year?
Sampa said, turning to them abruptly.
What year was it manufactured?
I'm not certain of the exact year,
Han said.
Probably a bit more than 100 years ago.
Sampa looked at Thorpe.
Who owned the ship prior to you, Parley?
I was just about to tell the Solos the story of how I came to own her.
Sampa swung back to the window.
A ship like that, it's like a survivor from another era.
She's a survivor, all right, Han said. 40 years ago, you could find several dozen YT-1300s on nearly every major world. Now they're classics.
Han uses the term classic and relic interchangeably, Leia said, taking Han's arm at the same time.
Sampa looked at Thorpe again.
I would love to hear that story at some point, Parley.
Would you? I'm surprised, Leal.
Yes, well, I'll leave you to your guests then.
He turned briefly to Han and Leia.
A pleasure. Enjoy your time at Aurora.
Thorpe waited for Sampa to leave.
A very odd being, but brilliant and very dedicated.
And in a rush, Han said.
Normally he is extraordinarily patient. Thorpe shrugged. Aurora's gardens are beautiful this time of year. Suppose I tell you my tale there.
I'll lead,
Alana said, and hurried through the door.